You may be seated. Open your Bibles to a familiar scripture, but it loaded in Romans chapter 10. It's a loaded scripture. It run the whole system of God. It's such a powerful scripture. In Romans 10, I'll tell you what one it is in a few moments. This is a scripture that runs everything in the spirit world. Wow. Everything in the spirit world. This is a scripture that runs all the supernatural aspects of God. It will keep you in a divine dimension. I'll go a little further. It'll keep you in a divine dimension of dominion. There's one scripture we're going to read. It's and I'll read some other scriptures to back it up to make it more clearer to you. I'll tell you a subject in a few moments. It's apostolic. In other words, it's bringing you places that we have not been. And the scripture is so familiar. I'll tell you what, let me read some scripture before it. Let's start at Romans 10, 14. Romans 10, 14. Where's your Bible? All right, if you ain't got a Bible, get your phone out. Whatever it is, just going to follow me some kind of way. I want you to get it. I don't put it on the screen. I may come back, you know, I don't know what I'm going to be doing. I just follow. But in verse 14 of the 10th chapter of Romans, you got to listen very carefully, because when I tell you the subject, you're going to really have to be pulling to stick with me. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? Question, isn't it? Then he asks another, and how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? Wow, that's two questions, right? Third question, and how should they hear without a preacher? Wow, he's still asking questions. Verse 15, it's a bunch of questions. And how should they preach except they be sent? And then he has some explanation. As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Hear somebody say amen. Amen. Glad tidings. How many of y'all want to hear some good things? Glad tidings. All right. Then verse 16 says, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. So underline the word obey. When you hear a message from God, you have to obey it. It's not going to happen automatically. You got to go over it, over and over it again, because it's not going to happen automatically. Are you here with me? All right. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah said, Lord, who has believed our report? That's a question again. We're coming to this pivotal verse 17. Verse 17 is kin to another verse, and I'll show that verse in a few minutes. So then faith come by what?
Hearing.
And hearing by what?
The word.
Now, listen very carefully. Faith potentials in a certain area have to have the word of God in that area for faith to come. In other words, we're talking about health, but you're talking about wealth, if you're talking about wisdom, if you're talking about discernment, you have to have faith in that area. You're going to have a revelation of a word that's carrying that area. I don't know if I said it right. See, in other words, your dimension of faith in any area, you have to hear the word of God on it.
All right.
Or you're not going to have faith.
Right.
So therefore, you can't have it.
Yeah.
You can say what you want. If you don't have faith for it, let's get a scripture to go with this. So they say, so then faith come by hearing, right? You hear about the word of God, right? All right, let's go to another scripture. Go to Hebrews 11 and 6. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. I'm going to talk about a certain aspect of help this morning, which is new to the body of Christ at large, but it's so powerful, I want to be careful to let the Holy Spirit explain to you what he's going to explain to you, because many of you are going to be healed.
Yes, sir.
And I'm looking for some immediately, suddenly, and straightway healing that you can step in your health, all right? Now, notice there, because we say that you cannot operate in any spiritual realm without faith, right? Without the God kind of faith, you cannot operate. I mean, it's a dimension. It's a dimension that has to be given to you that you can move from the superficial to the supernatural.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Move from substitutes in life to real substance in life. Y'all gonna let me preach in here this morning? Okay. So a lot of things if you don't have faith, you're functioning in substitutes. If you don't have faith, you're functioning in superficial, but you're designed to function in supernatural. Somebody talk to me here. Every child of God, and all of you, child of God has the ability to function beyond all levels of this world. Whatever this world say, whatever this world organized, as a child of God, operating by faith, you have the ability to function beyond and above. All of that by the supernatural presence of God. God is supernatural. And the supernaturalness of God means nothing is impossible for God. Therefore, if nothing impossible for God, and I'm God's child, and I'm packing faith, it means nothing. Good God Almighty. Is impossible for me as a child of God, for I'm connected to the God of no impossibility. Hallelujah. Notice that in Hebrews 11 and 6 say, without faith, see what he said? Without faith. So then faith come by hearing. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. See that? Now notice what it said there though. He that cometh to God, number one, faith bring you where? First place, faith bring you where? To God. He that cometh to God, and what else it said? Must believe that he is, glory to God, and well, he's a rewarder. We stop at rewarder. And he's a rewarder. Wait a minute, now let's qualify. To them that seek him. Now, I'm going to give you a little secret here. Don't ever try to bypass God and seek something else. Don't ever bypass God and seek a house or a car or some money or something. Always seek him first so he can give you permission to go on. See, all faith is doing is getting God permission. You better write that down. I never heard that before. It's getting God permission to go further than the norm, than the natural. All right, now. Now, you're going to have to listen real close what we're going to deal with this morning. Developing help rights, fighting faith. I'm going to go over that again because it's developing health rights, R-I-G-H-T-S, fighting faith. The church knows nothing about this. You don't know nothing about fighting for help. But this morning, God wanted to develop it in a remnant of the righteous to know that they have a right to fight for their health every day of their life. No matter what disease out, what sickness out, how long it been out, how many have caught it, how many dealing with it. This morning, God want to reveal to you through his word, and it's by faith. So you're going to hear it. You're going to hear a word. You're going to hear a word on it this morning. You're going to have faith for it. For your health right. Say health right. Yeah, never say it in your life. First time saying it in your life. Isn't that something? Don't look at me like I'm stupid. We in this thing together. Huh? Develop. Now, I'm going to give you one more time because this is a subject. When I start unpeating it, developing health rights. Fighting faith. The Lord said to me while we were interceding this morning, the current of expectation must increase for your health. The current of expectation must increase. Secondly, the covenant, you heard that?
Yes, sir.
Rim of health must be seen. Now you can't see without faith. Anybody who do not have faith or operate in faith, I don't care if you're a Christian, you're blind as a bat. Faith is the only thing that opens your eyes in the spirit world. Faith is the only thing that can enable you to function in the supernatural. Without faith, you can say all you want to say. You can cry. You can pray. You can read the scripture. But without faith, you're not functioning. The covenant realm of health. Write that down. The covenant. Is health is a covenant realm that have been covered up by the system. The covenant realm of health must be seen. And the only way you're going to see it is how, by what? Talk to me if you're more than one person. Faith, your faith is spiritual eyes. Your faith has spiritual power.
Come on, Pastor.
Your faith is a miracle opening. Now, the courage, do you have the courage to flow in higher dimensions of faith? That's what the Lord wants to ask you. You're going to have to develop the courage to flow in higher dimension of faith than the average Christian denomination. And then he said to the men, I'll go to work. The condition, are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Of the church must change.
Yes, sir.
We cannot be sick like we don't have no covenant.
Come on, Pastor. Come on, Pastor.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Faith is about to unlock your health. And change all your generational setting. Because somebody in your family had it. It does not mean that you have to have it. Somebody better let me preach up in here. Everything is about to change in your life this morning. How many of y'all believe that? What it says, so then faith come by what?
Hear.
You hear it by what? You about to hear the word of God on health.
Yes,
that is rightfully yours by your covenant and by the blood of Jesus.
Yes,
Turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. Let's develop this.
Glory to God.
Yeah, glory to God. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. I have fought a good fight. See? I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. We like to read that about death. We need to use this right now. I'm fighting right now. You don't need to fight when you're dead. 1 Timothy 6:12. And both of these lead to Romans 10:17 we read. 1 Timothy 6:12 now. I'm going to let you read this one with me. And if you're not going to read with some gunk, no, I don't want you to read. I want people to read with me in 1 Timothy 6:12 because I want this to get down in us. Ready? Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and have professed a good profession before many witnesses. You are called to be healthy. And faith can produce it. Now I'm going to ask a few questions the Spirit gave me for you. Have you truly learned how to operate in your divine covenant right of health? Have you truly learned how to operate in your divine covenant rights of health? I answer for you, no. All right, the next one. I answer that one for you. Do your faith really know by scripture truth, plural, that your Father has provided not only healing for you, but health also? And I can answer that one for you. No, because we didn't teach you. We taught you about getting hand laid on and taught you about putting oil on you and all that's true. But we should have taught you the whole deal that there is a place you don't need no hand laid on you.
Yep.
And you don't need nobody putting no oil on you. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
You're powerful enough for that. That ingredient you have in you that came from the word of God called faith is more powerful than laying on hand.
Yes. Yes.
More powerful than putting oil on you. Because it makes you independent dependent. You will not live in health without a faith fight to keep land hold on your health on a daily basis.
That's right.
Say this with me. The power of health
is flowing through me
right now. Top of my head to the bottom of my feet. So all sickness and diseases will be interrupted now because you say the power of health flowing from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet right now. Well, let me clear it up because see some people, let me clear it up. Let's go to the scripture, 3 John. It's 3 John 2, isn't it? Let's get a grip on this. I think it's another good scripture, Jeremiah 33:6, for you to put in your note. But he said, "Beloved, I wish above all things you prosper and be in what?
Health.
Be in what?
Health.
No, healing.
Health.
Sickness.
Health.
Now here's what come, young lady. He can't do it without you. So there's a divine part called faith and another faith and another aspect called obedience. Another one called willing.
Yes.
Are you willing to be healthy?
Yes. Come on.
Are you willing to fight for your health beyond what man's saying? Are you ready to take God for his word that nothing is impossible? You need to hear that. Your faith needs to hear that. Your faith needs to hear that because there are some things that have stuck itself to us and we think is impossible. We're going to have to settle for it the rest of our life. But it shouldn't have never let us got to this meeting this morning because your faith is powerful enough to change heart condition, change blood pressure, change anything. Your faith is powerful enough and I want you to start using it to the glory of God. Don't just settle for what... What did I tell you to turn? Didn't I tell you to turn somewhere? Huh? Third John, yeah. Ronnie, you told me no. Yeah, Third John. Beloved, worship all that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. I'm showing that if you got a prosperous soul, you can have prosperous health. Now, I want you to hear me. You will not live in hell without a faith fight to keep laying hold on your health on a daily basis. Now, why the body of Christ couldn't do this?
Had no faith.
Huh?
Had no faith.
Why they didn't have no faith? We're talking about health now. Come on now. Some of y'all been in church a long time. We're talking about health. You we say it slanderously or lightly. But we didn't know it really was possible because Uncle Joe had that and Uncle Jack had that and Aunt Sue had that and we got to have it too. We didn't know it was possible because they went as far as they were taught. But you're sitting this morning under the apostolic mantle of health. That if you follow that, the revelation that's given to you this morning, you are headed for your healthy place. I don't care how young you are. I don't care how young or you are. I don't care how long you've been here. Doesn't make no difference. Now, here's the truth. I have to settle before I start giving you the real strong points of the same. We have been blinded and blocked from hell by so many substitutes. We have not given God a chance to show himself strong.
Yes.
Mothers ought to like this message. They're going to live longer.
Yes.
It's a good Mother Day message.
Yes.
Mother don't have to die ahead of time.
Yes.
Mother can stay young.
Yes.
Mother can keep looking good.
Yes.
you follow me? Yeah, don't sit there sad. It's a good message. Best message you can get. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Finally, my brothers and sisters, be strong in the Lord and his almighty help producing power.
Yeah.
You want me to say it again?
Yes,
finally, my brothers and sisters, be strong in the Lord. That's Ephesians 6:10, you know. And his almighty help producing power. Help producing power. Yeah, well, Jeremiah 33:6 will fit that. Turn to Jeremiah 33:6. It'll fit that.
Yes,
I just want to go there. It's not in, but I just want to go there because it fit there. God help power. God got help power. How many of y'all believe God got help power?
Yes.
How many of y'all believe God help power can't fail?
Yes.
All right. So from now on, you're going to know how to fight then.
Yes, sir.
Amen?
Amen?
Y'all still with me?
Yes, sir.
In Jeremiah 33:6, now, either God lying or somebody else lying, I believe I'm going to go with God telling the truth and the other people lying.
Amen.
Behold, I will bring it health and cure. And I will cure them and reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. My goodness. Thank you, Lord, for health faith.
Thank you, Lord, for health faith.
Thank you for teaching me how
to fight
with health faith.
Some
of y'all just sat there and didn't say nothing. But you really don't believe it. Lord, help me up in here. Holy Spirit, help me up in here. Let me go over this one more time. Because you thank you, Lord, for health faith.
Thank you, Lord, for health faith.
I know you haven't heard it before. You haven't heard nothing about no health faith. And you on the line. I don't care where you're at. You haven't heard nothing about no health faith. Because this is the apostolic. God is bringing it back to the church. The church has been sick for hundreds of years. Just sick, 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 like everybody else. And you're a child of God. You know, he tell us about sin. You know, you sin, God put that on you. God ain't put that on you. That plate put that on you. All right. Here's a statement God told me while I was meditating on the porch. He said, to tell you, no sickness came in your body by itself without your assistance. Either in your mind or your mouth or your ears, that's how it came. So just like it came, a few people caught it. It can go. Amen. As a whole, and see, can you adjust to this? Very few in the body of Christ have ever heard of health fighting faith. Now listen to this one. This one is, I was praying about this message, okay? And heard these words. This is what I heard. Thou shalt not kill. I said, what is this, Lord? The interpretation was, tell my children, stop committing health suicide. Now, that came to me in the spirit. I mean, I was kind of me. He says, I was praying about the message, about you all and the message, and I heard these words, thou shalt not kill. I said, what does this got to do with it? Thou shalt not kill. I said, what? And then I train you, when you hear something, when God talking to you to understand it, I asked him, Lord, what is the interpretation? What is that? What do you tell? Then my children, tell my children to stop committing health suicide. Yes. So it means that you're killing yourself and putting it on somebody else. You won't put it on the devil. The devil held his hand up and said, not me. I didn't do it. You did it. Help, write this down. Help will finally come if you stay in faith, aligned with wisdom and obedience. All right, Lord, I'll do it. Hebrews 12:2. This is where your faith got to stay. See, because you're going to have moments that you're going to be attacked. You're going to have moments that the number's not going to be right. That doesn't matter. Y'all better hear me. If you're operating in faith, it doesn't matter what's going wrong in your body right now. Hebrews 12:2, he's going to show you. Jesus went through it. But look where you end up at. You're going to end up at hell. You might sneeze, you might have to do something, but you're going to end up at looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, for the what? Joy was set before him. Enduring the cross, despite the shame, right? Huh? So sometime in your body, you might have to endure something. But you got joy set before you. Because you're going to know, you're going to end up at the end of that voice. What the end of that voice say? Say that what? That's where your faith always trying to take you. Yes, sir. You didn't hear me. Your faith always trying to take you to sit on the right hand of God. where he can put his blessing on you. Draw nigh to God, God will draw nigh to you. You follow what I'm saying? So even though you may be going, look at the verse again. Looking unto Jesus, he's the author and what?
Finish.
Yeah, you don't just want authorized faith, you want finished faith. He's the author and finisher of your faith. Doesn't mean you don't have to go through what he went through. Look at Jesus, the finisher of my faith. What the next part say? For the joy that was set before him, right? Some of y'all not talking to me. For the joy that was set, what happened next?
Endure.
See, the joy there already. Joy first. You know why, y'all? Know why we can't see it? I'm going to tell you a secret. We get joy and pleasure mixed up. Pleasure is man-made. Joy is supernatural. And the end, where you end up at? What that mean? All he been through was over. But he kept his faith through the whole episode. So I know the church got to fight. We got to fight back now. We got to fight back. Most of us in here dealing with something. We got to fight back. That's okay, but we got to fight back. What I say, that's okay. We got to fight back. Don't be condemned. We got to fight back. Know it's possible. Start thinking it's possible. Start seeing it's possible. Start hearing it's possible. Start singing it's possible. Now, all right, I'm not going to get far today. Because this, turn to Proverbs 4. This will not happen with God by himself or with your pastor teaching you this by yourself. You're the one going to have to make this happen. And look at Proverbs 4:20. Here we go. Yeah, your help come. So here come my help. I don't give a hell what my body's saying. Here come my help. I got to cuss a little bit in here to get y'all. My son, attend to my word. What happened when you're attending to the word? Faith coming. Who talking to me over here? Faith coming. He said, attend to it. Then what he said? Incline. Now, if you don't attend to it, you're not going to incline. You know, like I'm up here preaching now, you know, we just go on and have Mother's Day. Don't recognize what God have done for you today. God have done great and mighty things for you today. These truths that you hear changing your life, whether you know it or not, but you're going to have to, my son, attend to my word. Not after you attend, incline, no strong word to my saying. Then another part say what? Who let him not depart? And then what else he said? He said, keep him where? Now, here's another trick we've had. Keep him in the midst of my heart is not talking about the midst of your spirit. Actually, you listening? You're back to 3 John 2. You're back to 3 John 2. I'm going to make a statement by the Spirit of God. Any Christian that is sick and can't get well or don't expect to get well is unconscious. It's taking you out the awareness. Turn to Romans 9:1. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're unconscious.
Yeah.
You're unconscious. The system have the church and the system have made you unconscious of hell. And God want to bring your consciousness back to bear witness with the Holy Ghost that I am healthy.
Yeah.
I tell the truth.
Yeah.
And I lie not. My conscience bear witness with the Holy Ghost. Your conscience is not your mind. And your mind is not you. Your mind is an instrument you're supposed to be using. But the mind bring up so much mess, it's using you. I'll give you a secret I learned. You want to check your mind out? Sit by yourself and watch what he's going to say next. You know what he's going to say? Nothing. Because they don't want you to catch it.
Yeah.
It's running your life.
Yeah.
It's ruining your life. Look what he said in the scripture. Proverbs 4:20-23. Read it. 20-23. Ready? Get ready. Read. What? They what?
Life.
Life. Now, life. Now, notice. I'm gonna make a statement to get you in on this. Are you peeping? There are life to those that find them, right?
Yes.
Find them. How you find things in the spirit? By faith. Then it's, what's the last part say? To some of your flesh. No, just your liver. Now you have to fortify your faith there. Because you're hearing it. I don't know if y'all warm. I'm warm. I'll tear all of my air conditioning out of here. But call that boy and tell him to get some, you know, I don't know. You got to have, I want it freezing. Look at verse 23. Keep thy heart all diligent, for out of it are the issues of life. My goodness, help me, Lord. All right, let me give you, that time passed. We got communion today too, right? Now see, can turn back to Romans 10:17, because I'm going to make a statement here that the Lord gave me. Listen, there's very little faith in the body of Christ for the God kind of help. Very little faith. And Romans 10:17 says, and faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So what God is doing in you, he's presenting and pioneering, pathfinding, pace-setting anointing about health in the body of Christ. People from all over the world, you sitting here this morning, people from all over the world in due season going to be set in this same environment just because we're here this morning. And you can say I was there personally when it was first preached. It's going to take a hold in a remnant of the body of Christ. I'm telling you. All right. Oh, Lord. I didn't want to do this to you, but I'm going to have to. Turn to Luke chapter 8. There's a storm going on. And people are not using what they're supposed to use. They're using fear. They're using man-made ideals. Listen to what this said. The question is being asked, where is your help, faith? And he said unto them in verse 23, 25, the inner storm. How many of y'all believe we're in a sickness and disease and storm? Come on, y'all talk to me now. Y'all see, all y'all act all innocent. No, we're in that storm. The church is in that same storm with the world. Now watch what he said. Jesus says, where's your faith? And they being afraid, wondering, saying one to another, what manner of man is this? But I just want you to see the question is, where's your faith? You're in this storm, where's your faith? In other words, you have the authority to command sickness and disease to get off of your property. With your faith. But you have to hear a message like this or somewhat like this to do it. Because there's a tendency to believe you got to put up with something. There's no such thing as no black disease. Disease is not culture. Disease is not race. Disease is for people who don't know what to do. You got to cooperate. Yes, when I start talking about eating, when I start talking about don't just sit around, walk a little bit. You know, the church get upset, but you got to move. Almost, if not all, diseases that we're dealing with is something you've been eating. And you lack it. But it don't lack you. Oh my, I ain't gonna have, oh my. Turn to Mark 5. And I'm reading, then I'll tell you the verse. Do not let the crowd stop your faith for your help. Don't let the crowd stop you. There's a minute in the body of Christ, they're gonna block you. Don't let them block you. This woman had went to every doctor she could go to. Spent every dollar she had, but she heard about another doctor. She said, if I just get my hand on that doctor, I don't even have to talk to him. If I get close, oh, katata. If I can get close to him, I believe if I can just touch, I don't have to touch his body. If I just could touch his clothes he got on, I believe he got something in him that can change my predicament. Somebody in here hear me this morning. That same doctor is waiting for your faith to touch the hem of his garment. And he's the same today, yesterday, and forever. Do you hear what I'm saying? The same power that came out of Jesus' garment and changed all the decisions the world had made, set that woman free, is available to me. But you had to press through the crowd. You got the I can'ts. I have. And all those stories. So she had to pass all them people up. She had to press through that crowd just standing around. Some of them didn't get nothing, they're just standing around. But she pressed her way because she was headed somewhere. I believe you this morning, you're headed somewhere. I believe you know you got to press. Don't look like you're gonna get there, but keep on pressing. What I say? Keep on pressing. Keep on. Finally, you're going to get there. Finally, you're going to touch the hem of his garment. Finally, the glory is going to come out. Finally, the power is going to come out. Finally, the grace is going to come out. Finally, your healing is going to come out. Finally, your health is going to come out. Finally, your long life is going to come out. But you got to press. She has so many in the body of Christ, and God have mercy, don't know this. So many pulpits don't know this. I'm not putting them down. I just got to tell the body of Christ. Don't believe this is not real. This is biblical. This is talking about God. This is talking about your health right. It's talking about your covenant of health. It's talking about something Jesus have paid for. Are you following me? Huh? There's nothing in here that nobody in here that can't go to help. Now I'm going to take a fight. You got to fight through all these ideas and all these substitutes, all these subjects. You're going to have to submit. You're going to have to admit. You're going to have to confess. God, forgive me. I didn't know it was possible. I didn't know you want me to live healthy all the days of my life. But now I know. You follow me? Now, in Mark 5, sit down, I'm going to go a little on. Mark 5, 34. After she went to all the doctors, spent all her money, didn't get better but grew worse. You read the whole story. And he said to her daughter, I couldn't do it without you. Thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace. And look what he said now. What that last statement mean? That's right, sister. That's right. I thank God. Be whole. This is not coming back on you as long as you stay in faith. So don't wait for it. Don't welcome it. If each little sign come up, don't jump say it back. No, no. You brought your shouting clothes to close? Yes. I'm going to show you something here. I can't go much further. I'm about to preach part two of it. No, I ain't going to make it. Now listen very carefully. There is a roof. Is that a roof?
Yes, sir.
Has been built over your health. That must be pulled off by faith. By your faith. This is personal. Say it's personal. There's a roof that is built on your health, over your health, and there's a crowd around the roof where you can't get to your health. So what you're going to have to do is climb up on top of the roof and take the roof off and drop down in the face of Jesus. See? Let's look at that. Mark 5. Mark 2. Mark 2. Look at it. I'm going to close. Mark 2. Because I'm not going to be able to finish today. Look at Mark 2:1. I'll close there. And again he entered into Capernaum. You're talking about Jesus. After some days, and it was annoyed that he was in the house. Woo, he in the house. Say, he in the house. Today, he's in the house. If I just can get to him today, I can get my help right here. He's in the house. Come on, say it with somebody. He's here. Jesus is here. Ready. To heal my body, bring me in divine help. You not gonna say nothing? Some of y'all are looking at me and not saying that. What y'all think, this Sunday school? This is no game. This is the revelation of Jesus Christ. This is your long satisfied life. Joy in the morning, joy at noon, joy midnight hour, joy, joy, joy. Some of y'all people are real young in age fighting something. You don't be supposed to be fighting all this stuff. There's a man 92 sitting right over there. 190 sitting right back there. You follow what I'm saying? How young are you, Jane? You don't like to tell it? Huh? 80 young.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Let's use that. I'm using them to let you know it's possible. right mind, talking, understanding what I'm saying. Nobody feeding them. Nobody leading them.
Woo, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Long life.
Long life. Satisfied.
Amen.
How many want it? Why you sitting down then? If you want it, why you still sitting down? That's an anointing you're for it. Young lady, young ladies, y'all don't have to go through what we went through. We went through many hours of stupidity. Y'all don't have to go through that. Y'all hearing the truth at a young age. Thank your parents for bringing you. You're hearing the truth. You mean that man said we don't have to go through all that? What? Y'all have no idea what we've been through. We've been through every disease you can lay your hand on. Not right. We changing that. Then I like the word, it's never too late. You're still breathing? But it's not too late. Good God Almighty.
Hallelujah.
And it's faith. It's not feeling. It's not facts. Come on, talk to me here. It's not feeling. It's not facts. Is faith what is the spirit of truth?
Yes. 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 My. Come on.
God couldn't be a lover.
Come on, Jesus.
Without giving me help if I asked for it.
Come on, Dad. Talk about it.
God love you. Look at me. I want the anointing. God love you.
Yes, He does.
And He wants you to have the best. And you want the best. And faith will take you there. Hallelujah.
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 It's the best Mother Day you ever had.
Because
Mom's going to be here a while. Glory to God. I'm clothing glory to God, but I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel like somebody heard the word this morning. You know, life is terrible without hope. And hope, an exchangeable word for me with hope is hope, the hope, God kind of hope is divine expectation. So it doesn't matter what I see in the mirror. It doesn't matter. I have divine expectation. That God want me to have the best. I hope somebody got help me here this morning. Because sometimes you get discouraged with all this pain, and then you got to take all this, you got to take this, get a bad report. Right now you're getting a good report. Wrap all them other reports up in this one. And use your faith. Just say, I believe, you know. Now let's take this roof off, and I'm gonna let Leroy come. Let's take this roof off. Take this roof off your health. So I got to read it. Cause I got. Now I might scream while I'm reading it. Now I might scream one time. I'm gonna try to be nice. But I feel something going. I'm gonna try to read. I'm gonna, you know, try to be a teacher. You know. I sense somebody getting something in here. I sense somebody getting some help up in here. God love you, and He wants you to be healthy. Want you to live long. He want to use you a long time. I want to tell you right now on His behalf. I'm going to tell you on His behalf. You're not a bad person. Stop letting the devil lie to you. Forget the past. Live in the present. Devil, he always call you back. to your past life. He know better than that. He can't, for 47, he can't never call me back because I left. He can't. He don't even try. I got to take the roof off our clothes. Verse 1. And again he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noise that he was in the house. I don't hear y'all. There was noise. Make some noise. He is in the house. Tell somebody, he is in the house. With my help. And I'm going to get it right now. Make some more noise. He's in the house. How dare you say real loud out of your mouth, Jesus is in the house. Make some noise. Now watch. Watch verse 2. You can see you man standing. Verse 2. And straightway many was gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. What happened when the word is preached? Faith coming, right? Faith coming. Talk to me. And they come unto him bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come now unto him for all the religion, they uncovered the roof where he was, and when they had broken it up, they broke it up, didn't they? Oh, good God Almighty. I think I gotta do a little something. The roof is taken off of your health this morning. Hallelujah. And when they could not come near to him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, you don't just uncover it. All the old doubt and unbelief, you got to break it up. Don't, so they can't put it back together. They let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. Ooh, look at verse 5. He's looking for it. Look at verse 5. He's looking for it. And when Jesus saw their faith. And when Jesus, he can see faith. When Jesus saw their faith, because faith always comes with action. Oh my. Faith causes Jesus to talk. Y'all ain't seeing me. Look at the voice. When Jesus saw their faith, it gives Jesus permission to say things in the supernatural realm. When Jesus see your faith, he gonna talk to your situation. Your faith is an invitation to the supernatural. Your faith invites a new speaker in your life. Your faith is the only thing that can unlock the voice of Jesus. Jesus can't say nothing until somebody give him some faith that he can talk through. Jesus is waiting on your faith so he can say it and make it come to pass. Say it, I'll never be sick another day in my life. Something might come, but it can't stay. Lift your hand and praise God. Let me finish reading. Verse 5, when Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. There are yet a religious folk, verse 6. But there was certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their heart, why does this man, look what he called it, does speak blasphemy? Who can forgive sins but God only? You know it was God. And immediately, verse 8, you with me? Rock a little bit to the side. And immediately, when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, why reason ye these things in your heart? Whether it is easier to say to the sick of the palsy, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise. Say it, arise. Take up thy bed. And walk. But that you may know that the Son of Man have power on earth to forgive sins, he said to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise, take up thy bed, and go thy way into thine house. What happened? What happened when he said that? What happened? What? I got to close. What happened when he said? And immediately he arose, took up his bed, and went forth before them all, and somebody to them all amazed and glorified God, saying, we'll never, your family members, as you rise up in your health and begin to walk, they're going to say, we never have seen it on this fashion. We're not going to have room. Listen to me, church. I'm closing. We're not going to have room. The body of Christ is not going to have room, facilities enough to hold people when they see us walking in our divine right. People have to know that you're different. That you got a connection that is powerful. And they're going to ask you where you go to church. I want to go with you. See, you say, how young are you? Lift your hand. I want to pray for you in my closing. Mothers, y'all know I love you. And I bless you in this prayer. And that you have a joyous day. And don't let your mother go all day long and don't give her nothing. Come on, I love you, mama. Slap you side there. Get out of my house. Then you won't go in the pots after that. You ain't brought nothing. No kind of gift. You know, mother shouldn't go through here without no gift. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, these people are talking about, I love you. That's why I don't open no empty car. I look at a car that got nothing in there. I just put that in my wife's room. Love, you got to have some kind of sacrifice in it. All right, reach your hand, reach up. I'm going to am to send your help to you if you listen. Now, God, I know you don't care, and I don't care what disease or what sickness or how long it's been in this house and online, people from around the world and everybody who connected. I believe Jesus. I told the truth. I talked about you. I can't do it, but I believe, Father, that you're backing me up. I believe Jesus backing me up. I believe the Holy Spirit backing me up. I believe the Word of God backing me up. I believe this calling on our life backing us up. And we lift your Word, this Bible, over your people this morning. Everyone, there's good men and women in here. We need them. You need them to do ministry. So I'm asking you right now, let the healing power of your word flow through everybody that's under the sound of my voice. And that their health manifests like never before. That they be able to teach this to other people in their families and people they come in contact with. We thank you, Father, for this day as we hear your voice. And we just ask you to wrap your arms around these mothers and take care of them and thank you for them. It wouldn't be for them, we wouldn't be here. We thank you so much for this day and bless every person. Now we come against all disease, all sickness right now in the name of Jesus, and the covenant of health be upon every household that is under my voice right now. Everybody that is under my voice, the covenant of health cover them right now. In Jesus' name, amen.